Wobble boards provide lots of options for training balance and for strengthening the muscles in charge of stability. I like to use small, about 18-inch diameter wobble boards for most exercises. Start by getting your dog to stand with its front feet on the board and just give them a chance to move around and sense what it feels like. Next, you can move the wobble board yourself to offload the dog's balance just a bit. Then you can have your dog circle around the wobble board with its back feet stepping sideways in each direction. Next, try putting your dog's rear legs on the board. Notice how this dog's legs are shaking, indicating that she's really getting a workout. And you can have the dog step sideways with its front legs in a circle around the board, always being sure to go in both directions. As with the front legs, you can move the board to increase the amount of work that the dog has to do to keep its balance. If you have a small dog, it can have all 4 feet on the board at once. With a larger dog, for these exercises, you'd want to get a board with a larger diameter, such as 3 feet. Your dog can perform lots of different actions with all 4 feet on, including sitting, standing, lying down, spinning, etc. Now you can raise the bar on this exercise by using 2 small wobble boards, one for the front feet and one for the rear feet. With your dog's feet on separate boards, move the treat to make your dog work harder to balance. You can have your dog sit, stand, lie down, and even play bow with the front and rear legs on different boards. You can also move the boards with your hands while the dog continues to balance. You can even have your dog walk over the boards one after the other, then turn around and walk back over them. The options here are limited only by your imagination.